This is the High School Football America podcast for April the 23rd, 2024. I'm Jeff Fisher. The High School Football America podcast is brought to you by GameStrat, America's premier sideline instant replay system with outstanding reliability. It has faster speed than Huddle Sideline, plus GameStrat has awesome customer service along with different plans priced right for every coach's budget. And when you talk to the fine folks at GameStrat, make sure you mention High School Football America because they'll give you a friends and family discount. To get a demo, go to GameStrat.com or click on the GameStrat banner ad located on every page of HighSchoolFootballAmerica.com. It is draft week. Big week. Weekend in Detroit, Michigan, as the NFL descends upon the Motor City, and the next batch of NFL players will be decided. 257 picks in all, and once again, the High School Football America draft tracker will be clicking and humming along all weekend long, starting on Thursday with the first round. Second and third rounds on Friday, and then 4 through 7 on Saturday. And we'll go pick by pick, as we've done since 2015. Lots of great coverage up on the website all week long. Today we put up the first rounders over the first 9 years as we celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Florida has produced the most first rounders during the time that we've been doing this. 43 former high school players from the Sunshine State have been taken in the first round since 15. Texas comes in second with 33 former high school players, followed by Georgia with 30 and California with 26. And all 42 states have had players taken in the first round. Now, if quarterback Caleb Williams is drafted number one overall by the Chicago Bears, he'll be the first player taken from Washington, D.C. in the first round. Williams, a five-star prospect in high school, played at Gonzaga College High School. And you can see all of the picks one by one in the first round by going to HighSchoolFootballAmerica.com and check out our first rounders stories. And then we also have another great story that's going to go up later on in the week, but I thought I'd tell you about it right now. We've been doing this for a while. We put in a lot of research and came up with the overall number one since the draft began way back in 1936. A long time ago. Jay Berwanger of Dubuque, Iowa. Dubuque High School was the first overall NFL draft pick back in 1936 by the Philadelphia Eagles. And you can get all this information by going to HighSchoolFootballAmerica.com. But Texas has really had the most overall number one picks, beginning with Kai Aldrich of Temple High School being taken number one in the 1939 NFL draft. 16 former Lone Star High School football players, Lone Star State High School players, have been picked number one overall since Aldrich. In recent times, between 2017 and 2019, three former Texas high schoolers were picked number one in consecutive years. Arlington Martin High School defensive end Miles Garrett was the top overall pick by the Cleveland Browns in 17. Then the following year, the Browns chose quarterback Baker Mayfield of Lake Travis High School. In 2019, the Arizona Cardinals picked former High School Football America Player of the Year Kyler Murray of Allen High School as the overall number one selection. Falling in behind Texas is California with 13 overall number ones, including last year's number one pick, Bryce Young of Modern Day High School, although he started his high school career at Cathedral High School in Los Angeles. Alabama has had 7 players chosen number one overall. Ohio is behind Alabama with 6. Louisiana has had 5 number ones. Now, there have been 2 high schools with 2 number one picks. San Antonio's Thomas Jefferson High School has 2 number ones, Tommy Nobis in 1965 and Kyle Rote in 1951. Isidore Newman in Louisiana has had 2 top picks as well. Both have the last name that you can probably guess, that being Manning. Peyton was selected number one by the Indianapolis Colts in the 1998 draft, and brother Eli was taken first overall in 2004 by the New York Giants. Peyton Manning is one of 15 former number one picks that have been enshrined in Pro Football's Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. The High School Football America podcast is brought to you by NFL Play Football. Coaches, don't forget to check out playfootball.nfl.com for some great resources to help you improve in the coaching profession. That's the High School Football America podcast, and I'm Jeff Fisher.